I like that as the wife or the husband says, take me anywhere you want to go. And it's like, where do you want to go to eat? Oh, hop out here. Oh, I don't want to go there. Yeah. Then why'd you ask? don't give me those choices if you don't want me to have them. Something lovely with David and me, and when we travel, he usually lets me pick, like once we're on the trip, where I want to do that day or whatever. But the cool part is he knows how to get us there. He knows how to turn on the apps, the phone map and stuff, and get us there all through Florence and stuff. And he could get, he knew where to get the bus and where to get the train and which block to go down. And anybody who's been to Florence knows it, the streets go like this and backwards and forwards and up and down. And it's easy to get lost. And there's always something lovely on any given street, but it may not be the thing I wanted to get to. And he knows how to get you there. And so we travel well together that way, until you're just too tired and the bus isn't coming along the route it's supposed to come on. He knew where the bus was supposed to be. He didn't know where the bus was. That's a whole different thing at the end of the day. I thought this was a good song, well, to reflect. So many of us have been on long journeys lately. But the traveling is in the mind. Travel is all, the journey is all in the mind. Mark and Susan, my goodness, they left North Carolina and they went to, where was your, that was your first?
Yeah.
Yeah, they went to Philadelphia to Susan's daughter's house. And then they came here and next they're heading further up in New England, all the way up to Rochester. And with many stops in between to see different family members and what have you. And then they're driving back through our hometown of lovely Washington, Pennsylvania. If you're from there, it's pronounced Washington. And then back to North Carolina. And they're doing okay. And they've done a lot of, they've traveled a lot in retirement stuff, a lot of cruises, a lot of long trips, and they're still married. And they're coming up with 25 years next year. And so to look at that, but it's the journey. It's always the journey. What are you picking up along the way besides souvenirs? What new thoughts? And this week we begin a 12-part series on the 12 powers. And this week is divine faith. Next week will be divine will. And so on and so forth down through the 12 powers. Those of you who have done my 12 power meditations with me, you know I have a whole journey through there, which we'll be doing every day at the retreat this week. And by the way, next Sunday after the celebration service, we're going to have an afternoon. It'll be a 12-power meditation and then like an hour and a half vigil, silent vigil in this room together. So I encourage you, though, even if you're not coming to the retreat, come next Sunday. Faith. To have faith. And faith is different than hope. Faith is, a lot of it's what you currently believe in. And faith is our yes power. I'm saying yes to what I currently believe I can have. Or that I can experience, which is what I believe I can have. I'm always saying yes to something. And oftentimes I don't even know that I'm saying yes to it. And then I get there and I decide that the thing is either good or bad. Before I go into prayer and ask. Because you see, if I get to wherever I'm going and I'm uncomfortable, oh, this is bad. Rather than, Spirit, tell me what to think about this. I'm here. I know what it feels like. I know what I think about it. But tell me what to think about it. Through our journey through Italy, I've walked more than I've walked in years. One day I looked, it was 19,000 steps on my watch. I forget, it was like 7 miles or something. It was crazy. And it hurt. And I began to pray during that trip. Spirit, tell my body about the good that it is. Tell my body and all the intelligence in it how to heal of any pain or mismanagement. Tell my body so that I don't begin to hate my body. Because it hurts so much. And I found I had an ease. Every morning I woke up not in agony, we'll call it. I didn't feel like a 20-year-old when I woke up in the mornings. But I woke up without any swelling the next day, and I was ready to start the day in my comfy Skechers, and or my Ons. I switched off shoes every day, and now I could walk for an hour, and suddenly, oh, my back. It was either my back or my feet that hurt the most. I wore knee sleeves, the copper knee sleeves, so my knees never hurt the entire trip. And I was thrilled about that, but I still had to pray or sit down. There were times, guys, you go on, I'll find you. I've got to sit for a few minutes. And I didn't have to be the martyr. So, I can go. It hurt. And so when I heard too much, I said, but I missed out on some moments. I felt of appreciation of where we were. So I had to take this moment of being where I was in my thinking and my feeling, right, so that I didn't want to go through a trip of regret. I didn't want to be, here we are at the Colosseum, and I hurt too much to notice it. I was at the Colosseum, and I hurt too much, and let me listen, let me pay attention. Let me find a leaning post. Let me just lean over here. Oh, there's a rock. The minister, I'm guided to sit on a rock and talk to God for a little bit. And so I would do that, and I would listen to our guide. I'll be honest, in some of those museums, I never again want to look at another painting of a Madonna and child. Ever again. I've seen so many. But I said yes to all of it. I said yes to every one of those pictures of Madonna and child. How did I know that? I was in the Uffizi looking at all those paintings of Madonna and child. And then we go to the Accademia. Now I got to see, I forget how old the Stradivarius was, the violin and stuff, and the Statue of David. I got to see that. And there were a few other things. Here's a hoot. Let me tell you a hoot. I was in the Accademia where the big Statue of David is, and we're in the violin room. And I see somebody walk in. I thought, well, that looks like Carter. Carter is a relationship person I had 35 years ago. And I'm looking. I think, can that be Carter? And then I looked and I said, oh, Carter, that's his husband. So I go up to him and I stare in his face. And he's like, who are you? I said, Carter. He went, Sean. And he said, Steve, it's Sean. Which was a nice thing because I haven't always been his favorite person. And like I said, former relationship partner. And he was so happy to see me. And I was so happy to see him. And I got to introduce him to David. Not the statue, but the freedman. But the freedman. And it was a great healing moment. But I had to go all the way to Florence, Italy to run into him. And those kind of things, I don't know that they're preordained, but you have to take them in and appreciate them while they're happening, or you're going to miss out. It's like if you find a rock that's very special to you, you need to take that in, because that's part of the journey. And to look everywhere, to see people that you sometimes find annoying, and you pray. And you say, Spirit, tell me about them so that I don't judge them according to my thinking. David, what was the term we used? I'm telling myself to be upset?
When this person does that, I upset myself.
Yes. When this person does this, I upset myself. Yeah. It's not that they upset me. It's that, because I'm the one making it up what it means. Yeah. And it is my faith. My yes that says I should be upset right now. Why? Because this should not be happening. And I was like, but it is happening. But it shouldn't be. But it is. But it shouldn't be. But it is. That's the whole world right now. But it shouldn't be. But it is. But it shouldn't be. And I was like, shut up. Except it's happening and you don't know what it means. It's happening. You don't have a clue what it means. How many of us have a clue what our childhood meant? We don't. We know what we think about it. Now, I could upset myself over my childhood, or I could find gratitude for it by liking who I am now. Because if that had been different, I couldn't be this. And some, I have some of us in the room, some pretty painful things have taken place in our lives. Would you agree, Mark?
Yeah.
Some pretty painful things that we may wish hadn't happened. And yet they did. But I don't want them to have happened. And they did. And I can't explain why they happened. There's no explaining it. You understand. You understand. Few of us here understand. But they happened. And one would say, why would this happen to me? And a wise person once said, why not you? Why not you? Read your history books. Read your Bible, as I'm sure you do. And you will... One of the first Bible stories is that Adam and Eve lost a child. The brother killed the other brother, in case you haven't gotten to that part of the Bible yet. Yes, thank you. It's in the beginning. It's in the first like 7 pages. It's there. And within the story, it happened out of resentment. Nevertheless, it's a family story. Now, we never hear what happened to the family, after, except somehow the multitudes came. Apparently, everyone was having sex with everyone in that family. And they were all having children. And here we are today. There's so many things that test our faith in what we call God. There are so many things that take place in life. It's in the news all the time. It's in the newspapers all the time. And as I have been taught to do, if you watch the news, realize it is a prayer request. The news is absolutely a prayer request to learn about, please show me what love is. You want to watch the news? Understand, you need to pray about love so that you can understand it, but so the people in the news can have a greater experience of love. One of my favorite stories, there's two here. David and I went to a Catholic Mass last Sunday morning. Yeah, I haven't done that a lot in my life or ever, except a couple of funerals. But there was this big, pretty church right across the street from the house where we were staying. And so we decided to go in, and it was in Italian. So I didn't understand much of it, except that it was on forgiveness. I somewhere grasped that the priest was talking about forgiveness. And I thought, isn't that nice? I'm here. I'm agitated about my thoughts. I have upset myself with thoughts about certain people. And I'm hearing a homily about forgiveness. Isn't that wonderful? Now, how many of you remember Carlos Anderson, Reverend Carlos? Okay, he's spoken here before. He hasn't spoken in a long time here. But he has a story from when he was a kid. And there was a family who the grandparents had taken custody of their 6 grandchildren. And they were out on a field trip one day. And a drunk driver hit the bus and all 6 children were killed. So what do you do with that information? And it was all black children and a white drunken bus driver. So now we have to add that to the upset. You know, we look for anger, looking for a home. Let's look for a place to look. And Carlos said he and his family were at the church for the funeral, and there's 6 caskets up on the pulpit that the church had taken up a collection to pay for. And the grandparents aren't there. They're wondering what's going on. They're late. They're late. They're late. And people are getting upset. They're mad at that white guy who killed us, our kids. And Carlos said finally the grandparents came in. And they went up on the pulpit, and they touched each of the caskets. And the grandparents came downstage. And they said, we're sorry we're late, but we were praying. And we want you to know something. Our grandchildren are with God, and we don't doubt that for 1 minute. But there's a man in a jail cell across town that needs our help. He needs our prayers. He needs our comfort. What he's got to live with for the rest of his life, he needs our help. If we believe in God, we have to be present for him. Our grandchildren are with God. Let's not be mad about that anymore. Let's take care of the living. And that was a profound story for me. Because I have had many places where I've looked for a home for my anger. Anybody? Anybody ever look for a home for your anger? And it's rarely a place where it ought to live. You know, it's a foster home, really, for your anger. It's an inappropriate foster home. And you're just wrong to throw it there. I've done it many, many, many times this week. And so to look at all that and think, Spirit, tell me what to think about this. Because I want my faith, my yes power, to say yes to my good. Mark and I were talking about our mother yesterday. And I was saying, you know, Mark, I wanted to love our mother. Because nobody wants to hate their mother. She was not the best. She wasn't. As I say, she was not a horrible human being, but she was not good with children. And it's a tough thing when you're a parent and you're not good with children. But I wanted to love her. And so I had to look for ways beyond my thinking about my disappointment that I had to grow up with the parents I had. Poor me. I had these parents. I didn't want to be poor me. I wanted to be Sean, who had a great life and had a great way of living. So I had to find a way to alchemize what those people did and not upset myself any longer about it. And it took a tremendous amount of work, and I don't regret any of it. I don't regret our parents. I don't regret marks of my childhood. Because I want to say yes to my good, my journey that Kenneth just sang about. I want to say yes to all of it. I want you to listen to this. Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, my favorite book. And this comes from Hebrews chapter 11. And it says, faith is driven by desire, and powered by belief, what you accept as true. One may say he has faith, but if he does not accept as true, his faith has no meaning at all. The idea of faith may be placed with one thought, while the power of faith is given to another. It is time for you to look honestly at where you place your faith. It is by faith that the universe was formed, and it is by faith that its seeming form is maintained today. This is the power of your faith, because you see exactly as you see. You can see also where it is that you place your faith. It is through faith that your perception of the world changed. This is the first step in letting go of dreams. For as you place your faith in that which is not seen, that which is seen changes to show you where you have put your faith. In faith, your entire perception shall seem to change and answer to the faith you have given. In this way, the perception of death is also taken away. For as you no longer place your faith with sin and guilt, the wages of sin as perception is also taken away. By faith, you will let go of illusion, knowing by that time of the oneness that you are. In this final step of faith, the world shall be released, and your acceptance of truth will be revealed. Now by faith you listen to my every word. I ask you also to practice it in faith. Practice without faith is dead. For it is your faith that brings all things to you within perception. Through faith, perception is rearranged to answer the call of your awakening. As you ask for guidance and give faith that it will be given, guidance is that which will come. It shall lead you step by step, not into form, but away from it. For as you see the power of your faith, you are led to accept that the truth has always been true. You shall see that you have been the leader of your own awakening through your Holy Spirit, which knows the true reflection that is everything. Your desire for the world will keep you in it because of what you were created to be. But as you recognize that the world is not your home, and you begin to long for desire, and place faith in the home that you know must be, you release your hand on illusion and reach out for the truth of what you are. So, as Kenneth's saying, take me anywhere you want to go. Travel. Home. So wherever I am home. Hang a pretty picture. Put out a doily. Make it home to what you're saying yes to. Because home is here. It is not a physical place. It is the journey. And we're all on it together. And today I'm going to work to create joy within myself rather than upset. What are you going to do? What's your day plans? What's up? What are you saying yes to? What are you planning to say yes to? Thank you.